story, Arpeggio. He has these strange feelings this day. Again, he's in his early 70s, and this day he's, and for the past few weeks, especially today, he's almost overwhelmed by feelings of somewhere, sometimes. And it's hard to exactly pinpoint, but a feeling of sometimes, somewhere, that really reminds him of when he was a kid in that small town in the summer. And he's wondering, do I just nostalgically long back to the good old days? But it wasn't even that. It isn't even that, he thinks. It's the way this little kid that I was then experienced his world. And there was, and still is, a brightness there, a warmth. And yes, a presence. And a simple beauty. A simple life among simple people, small town people, but who take care of themselves and are good and are doing good work and are nice to each other. And yes, love each other. But in the Nordic, West Gothic way of nothing bombastic, just I'm here for you. You are here for me. We are here for each other. And then he thinks, did this actually exist? Was it really like that? Well, as a child, you don't know how it really is in the town and among your parents and the people. You carry with you, and this is how I think, you carry with you your world, so to speak. And yes, in a way, we all live in our own cosmos. A cosmos that is, of course, also here for us as a collective. But each one of us experiences the cosmos in our very own unique way, depending on our own unique modes of nature. So a person who is that heart belonging to heaven. Tends to see things, see the world he's in, wherever he is. If it's good enough. A bit that way. He's finding his heaven here and there. And then finding, oops, something else there. Not heaven at all. Not home. Not nice. But it is as if children or maybe it goes only for some. Get that chance of starting like little angels. And then, well, being tested through the school of life. But still, to peel. And we can put this in different form of action in the story. He is a little bit overwhelmed at first, but then happy because he thinks he realizes, or at least has a feeling of it, that these feelings he has, memories that are mainly feelings, and very general imagery, you could say, if any, from situations there in the childhood, from the environment. And it's again sun, it's summer, well, nicely dressed, peaceful people, father and fathers and men who take care of their families and friends, family, fun, sun and rain and autumn and winter and spring and summer again. And all these feelings. That are connected with all this. And to him now the beautiful feelings remain. And he has tended to kind of wave them off as nostalgic, sentimental, frolicking in memories that are nothing more than memories. Forget the past and that sleeps and never of a future. Dream at all, but act in times that are with you, and progress ye shall call. He recalls Bhaktivinoda's poem. But now this is something else. This is a memory, not just from the past, but from a presence that is there somewhere. Not of things or situations or people that he misses necessarily? Well, because he knows that we are all here. We all exist, always. We may just be, some of us, visible, acting here now. In the world of the senses, and some are acting beyond that. They're back to home, or at least to a more real world. And soon he'll be back as well. And his friends and family here as well. So the fear of losing each other how can we ever lose each other if we are soul friends? Real friends. So that's really what it's about, isn't it? To become real friends. And yes, sometimes he misses his home. But then, and this is what he realizes now, is that the home is always there in your heart. And these feelings, these memories, are memories of home. That waits there somewhere, or right here. And the place that you find your body walking around in, and your eyes and ears, noses and mouths and so on are experiencing. It's just mystically, magically following. It's time for you to meet a certain new friend, you do so. And you may have been just passing each other over and over until the time is right. And the environment you happen to find yourself in, some or other mystically, suits your mentality, your frame of mind, your state of heart. It's all about that. Home is in the heart. And when you find it there, even the surroundings in this earthly life will start to follow.